أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء الله حفيظ عليهم وما أنت عليهم بوكيل. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه. فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. ولو شاء الله لجعلهم أمة واحدة ولكن يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين ما لهم من ولي ولا نصير. أم اتخذوا من دونه أولياء فالله هو الولي وهو يحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير. وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه إلى الله ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His kindness, His tolerance with regards to having the malaika making tasbih, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness on behalf of the people of this earth so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not destroy this earth because of the disbelief of man. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ, those people who have taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gods, they have taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deities and objects of worship. Awliya means bosom friends, helpers, etc. Allahu hafizun alayhim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for them. Allah looks over them. Allah sees each and every move that they make. Allah is well aware of it. All that is recorded. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are not responsible for them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes note, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers, and Allah knows each and every move of theirs. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. And similarly, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an in Arabic, لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ, so that you may warn the mother of all cities. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention and particular mention of the fact that the Qur'an has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Arabic. A few verses before this, they had made some demands that this Qur'an should also be non-Arabic. And the reason why it is in Arabic, because our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come primarily to Makkah Mukarramah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Makkah Mukarrama as Ummul Qura, the mother of all cities, because in Makkah Mukarrama is the Baytullah, is the Haram. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, the first part of the earth that bubbled was the area of the Baytullah, and that is Makkah Mukarrama. So that makes it the prime, the capital, it makes it the best of all cities in the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as Ummul Qura. So you will remind the people of Ummul Qura, the people of Makkah Mukarrama, wa man hawlaha, and then obviously those around Makkah Mukarrama. And this is how the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread, first in Makkah, and then the surroundings and the neighborhood of Makkah, and then slowly this message moved to Madinah Munawwara, and then throughout the world, this message of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved on, and people accepted the deen of Allah. وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And secondly, you warn the people about the day of Jam, the day of gathering, and that refers to the day of Qiyamah, about which there is absolutely no doubt. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides man into two categories. One group will be going to Jannah, and one group will be going into the blazing fire, and there won't be no other third group after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the decisions. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah ta'ala so desired, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made man into one group, one sect only, and that could have been the group of Iman. And there would have been no disbelievers, but that was not in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters and admits into His rahmah, into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. And it is very clear from here that Allah has given iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given iman because of Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. It is something that we need to cherish. It is something that we need to continuously be appreciative and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. It is something that we need to look after and safeguard, because this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like a royal gift that a king will give to someone, and this king of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed us with this royal gift of iman. وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And the wrongdoers, the transgressors, especially those who have transgressed to the extent of committing kufr, for them there is no guardian, and for them there is no helper. In this world also they are deprived of it, and in the hereafter to a greater extent. أَمِتْ تَخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. Have they taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bosom friends? Have they taken these guardians besides Allah, these comrades besides Allah? فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. The truth of the matter is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is the wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is the guardian, the manager of all affairs, the one that sees to all needs. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only protector. وَهُوَ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives life to the dead. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has power over all things. So how can man take gods besides Allah? وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And they do not differ and dispute regarding anything, but its judgment is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, whatever our disputes be, whatever our discords be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge of it. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهُ أُنِيبُ. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb. I place my full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is commanding our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say this. It is something, a quality, the quality of tawakkul and trust. Each one of us have to bring into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we entrust all our affairs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That whatever the material means may be, we opt for that, but we put our reliance and trust totally in Allah. Wa ilayhi unib. And it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I turn fully, in obedience to Allah, in fulfilling His commandments, in tawbah, and also I refer all my matters to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the real and true believer, one that has full tawakkul and trust in Allah, and the one that turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.